right, Dominica, we're going to open the lines here for a few minutes this morning. I give you a chance to call in and speak your mind. I always say the only request I have this morning is for you to think before you speak. It's always better to be thought of as a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. I heard the mayor saying this morning that some vendors may have to be displaced in the city. I don't think they're taking that too lightly. I got a couple calls from the vendors around the city. Maybe you'll hear from them sometime. Good morning. Hello, talk to me.
Good morning.
To you, sir.
What's going on, brother man?
I'm hanging in there.
Matt, if you spare me some moments, a few minutes on your program, I'm calling on the Prime Minister of Dominica, Mr. Roosevelt Skerritt. Good morning, sir. I know you are listening to Matt program. Mr. Skerritt, I would like you to come to Kings in Melvin Battery, where Mr. Felix Thomas has a drain open. The road is about 22 feet wide by about 3 feet deep by 30 inches wide. Matt, these guys put a piece of plywood across that drain. Mr. Prime Minister, you are not living too far. You live just on the Mondrus Road. If you could just go across this morning before you go down to work, come to 9 houses, come down, and you will see there that man has an 8-inch, 8-foot piece of PVC pipe stand up there, and just 2 pieces of plywood. And not a lot of times, transport have sucked down into that drain there. We have to let our homes come and ease it up. Because I don't understand how much money it would take Mr. Felix Thomas from $190,000 he has said to complete that road, to go to Rex at Citronier, go to Marcus at Citronier. These guys are guys that are doing blacksmith work. And it don't take much time from you. So, Mr. Prime Minister, I have called on Mr. Ambrose Judge. We see nothing. We have called on Mr. Blackmore. We see nothing. We have called on Mr. Felix Thomas, who was the engineer contractor. Nothing. No, we are calling on you to use your good officer to come and tell us in this day and age, if that is the state a man supposed to leave a road for people. You're talking about the road users generally, people who pay license and insurance, people who walk down the road in the dark this time. Because imagine, Matt, when you go to Aho, where Mr. Raymond Blackmore is the constituency, these jobs are done professionally. But when you come to Kings Hill, Melvin Battery, and Matt, you know the area, you know, because I know you just come up there. If you just come up a little higher, just about a 1 minute, 2 minutes drive, you will see the deepness of that trench. When you see a transport drop down in that, brother man, it's taking us a while to lift it up, to put it on this side. Because I took 2x4s and plywood at my home. I went down there, and I organized something nice. But, you know, constant rolling of transport on that thing, and heavy dumpers have been passing now. This thing has broke down. So anybody driving on that road now, they have to have a little judgment. And Mr. Felix Thomas don't have no conscience. It's in the entrance of the Prime Minister's home at Mondrus there. He would have never done a...
But how do you know that Mr. Felix Thomas is fully responsible for this uncapped drain, as you said?
The reason for that, he with the contractor take it from 9 houses entrance by Walters to bring it all the way down.
Okay.
And he is the same one who get the guys to take out all the stuff in the, because that drain was blocked completely. And he had the guys taking them out nicely, taking out the... But then what we thought he was going to do, as much as he did that, they thought, well, okay, he will put even as a concrete slab on that, or some pieces of metal iron, well, nicely, go back to them fellas, or somebody in Kings is doing back to the folks. But you're telling me, you're saying you would have passed back. It have about 2 months that road is open. And not at one time, Mr. Thomas has ever passed back to complete that nasty job, an unprofessional job he do up there. Not anytime you see you come up there by your people, just come up and take a look at it. And you will tell me exactly if that is reasonable. So, Mr. Prime Minister, I know you are listening to my program. Just drive down according to this morning, and you will see exactly what I'm speaking about. Good morning. Take care, Matt.
Good morning to you. Yes, of course, we're having an open line here for a little bit this morning. 8:16 is the morning time. The numbers are 449 3095, 449-3096, and 449-3097. You can also call 616-4257. Let's take a call, this time from the overseas line. Good morning.
Good morning, Matt. This is Marilyn Alcindor calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes, Marilyn.
I am calling to wish the Command Sergeant Major a happy, happy birthday today. This is coming from his wife and all his children and grandchildren. Love you, Matt, and have a great day.
I love you, too, and have a great day, too. 8:17. More phone calls. Hello.
Matt.
I'm here.
This is scary, boy.
He called and he said, respect Skerrit. If you respected him, you'd say, respect the Prime Minister. Prime Minister Skerrit, huh? So let's first start with you, okay? So when you point fingers, you have to be checking those pointing back at you. 8:18 is the morning time. Erickson, it's not what you think. 8:18, okay, that's all I'll tell you. Good morning, hello. Hi. Yes?
Yeah, good morning.
How you doing, brother? Yes.
I'm all right. Just want to ask a question as it relates to the confidence that you have in our Dominican officials. Sometime back, Mr. Pelletier, we heard reports that the Honorable Edison James had a hotel in Barbados, and that was not proven. We also heard that the Honorable Julius Timothy was one of the worst things that could ever happen to Dominica. And I remembered some time back, he was labeled as one to go to prison. This individual is now in the Labour Party. No report was performed or done to indicate whether these things were true. But we have a scenario where the Honorable Roosevelt Skerrit was able to build a house, and all reports indicate that this house is valued at more than $2.something million. It was the Right Honorable Roosevelt Skerrit that came out in public and said,
"But you are asking me a question. You're making a statement."
Yeah, but I remembered him saying that he purchased, or he was going to build, a three-bedroom, $400,000 house. And for all indications, we know, just looking at that house, that this is not $400,000. Why is it that the officials have not seen it fit to perform the necessary investigations to indicate whether this thing is true? I just cannot understand how we live in Dominica. All of these things continue to be placed in the public domain, and no official, no independent official can perform investigations. I mean, this is ridiculous, Matt. And I ask you the question again, Matt. Are you, or do you...
Stay on the line. Stay on. I know where you're heading with this. Go back to 2007. Who was the first person who challenged Mr. Roosevelt Skerrit, who, of course, exposed Mr. Roosevelt Skerrit? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember. I know you.
So why you think you are, do you think that question is necessary?
I'm just fine, Mr. Pelletier. We have so many officials, individuals that claim that the unrighteousness and the out for justice, and we've seen all of these things labeled. Just the other day, we were hearing that Mr. Lennox Linton and the United Workers Party, drug dealers are funding their campaign. Nobody investigates this thing. How can we allow these things to continue? I just don't understand that. So what I'm saying to our Dominican people, do we have confidence in our public officials?
Good question. I suspect you've answered it already. Good morning. 8:21 is the morning time. Good morning. Hello.
Good I say praises, thanks, blessings, and glory to all those with humanity. Mr. Pelte, blessings to your family.
Good morning, good morning, my brother on the West Coast, man.
You alone cannot save Dominica, Matt. We are too hypocritical in this country. We are too pretentious in this country, Matt. We are quite too reserved in this country, Matt. For one man syndrome, that is what we are suffering from, you know. I don't know the whole Jesus story that captivated us. You know, one man is going to come and save everybody else. What about we saving ourselves? Why is Matt Pelte, Carlisle, Lennox alone to save Dominica? Matt, I have seen something which is being systematically implemented, Matt, is intimidation. Intimidation from day one, Matt. Matt, you had Roosevelt scared cursing Dominicans. Go to hell, it's not your damn business. No law, no constitution. Come, we'll mash all you up. This country is too free, Madam Speaker, and the Speaker took no objection, you know, right in the Parliament, threatening the citizens of Dominica, talking about how we are too free. It is all straight up tells Sir Brian Allen, shut your mouth and go and lock yourself in a toilet and behave yourself. Behave yourself, Brian Allen. He warned him that that was like a sarcastic, subtle threat. And Black Motel, another caller on a program. Go and get a doll or put your hand between your legs. Matt, all of them, Matt, Tony Astafans, is like a minister of government. He's more than a minister of government. Call us cockroach, kakado, pig feeding from trough. Look at you referring to me and others as a dog looking for bone on the animal program.
You're joking?
Yeah, somebody told me they heard him refer to me and Lennox and Thompson as dogs looking for bone. I did not hear it myself. That is what somebody reported to me. But everything else I said, I heard it myself. So, Matt, I see a deliberate, systematic implementation of intimidation, Matt. It is deliberate. The way Roosevelt, Skerritt, and the others does things. Look at the gun Emmanuel issue. So, Matt, that have to go and investigate that too. Matt, that have to do everything. Carlisle that have to do everything, and you have intellectuals or very intelligent and educated people in this country who maintain their persistent silence. If they say anything, it's at a whisper at 1 o'clock, lunchtime between 1 and 2. You hear, you see them around the street corner downtown whispering. Nobody has the fortitude to talk, to speak out loud enough. And all of a sudden, we're talking about, oh, the journalists. The journalists have to be intimidated. They have to match self-preservation. You cannot see these criminal activities taking place in the highest level, Matt. And for you to just go and stick your neck out playing brave, you want to go and investigate. Roosevelt carried out several guns around him. Like it's in Lebanon, you go in and say, Mr. Prime Minister, for them to just shoot your bow and say, well, they thought Mark was making a move on the Prime Minister. We know what is happening. And all of a sudden, we want blessings. Me, myself, I fear not for me. Me, myself, I'm not afraid for myself. I am warning you, Mark. But trust me, I need nobody to warn me. I know what to do already. Life is about sacrifice. And if you see, we think it's just one ultimate sacrifice, the sacrifice of Christ. We better think again. We will see many things, and I'm not going to say too much. But Matt, something
else. Let me ask you, Blessings, because a lot of people are asking. And when I ask questions, it's on behalf of the people. What is in this for Blessing, people ask? You know, you claim you're not political, and you're on the radio constantly, you know, trying to give people a message, a positive message on the radio, and criticizing, if you will, government more constantly than you would the opposition. What is in there for Blessings?
Matt, I am saving my humanity. That is what it is. That is what is there for me, you know, my humanity, Matt. The suppression of people's humanity, the core of a person, which is non-physical, so to speak. When I deal with my humanity, it's deeper, my spirit, my soul. That is what I'm trying to save, you know, Matt. Matt, I see people putting on a front. People are masquerading day in, day out, being very pretentious in the whole going away of things, Matt. The way they go about doing things and saying things, they know they're lying. They know they're pretending, Matt. Matt, and I tell you, let Lennox come there. Let the opposition come there. and they will see who is the person they refer to as criticizing government and not the opposition. The opposition, what the opposition is doing to me, what the opposition is really doing to the country, more than that foolish allegation about look, drug dealers funding their campaign,
yes.
But Matt, if it is true, if there's evidence, you think Blessing's going to stay quiet? You think Blessing's going to sit down and say, wow, it's Lennox Linton? No. If there's sufficient evidence to say, yes, drug dealers is involving funding Lennox Linton and them campaign or the opposition campaign. Just like somebody told you the other day, when certain people passed away, the prime minister was not there, but when a drug dealer get executed, he was there. I wonder if he was dressed all in white. Matt, let me say something in conclusion. Matt, people, I need not to try to. I'm not looking for recognition. I'm not looking to create enmity or acceptance or nothing. I'm just being me. I want nobody to. That's why this is every day I dress in red. Every time I can, I just dress in red. Because it's not about the color, it's about my country, Matt.
But let me say something to you on this issue about the prime minister. It is alleged went to a funeral of a quote-unquote drug dealer. You know, because we are asking the prime minister to prove what he said as it relates to, you know, the opposition being involved or getting money from drug dealers. Let me say this. This individual that person called in about has never, maybe true, has never been charged with drugs and drugs possession.
Mm-hmm.
So you understand, you understand where you're coming from? We have to be careful. Yeah. We can't be blowing hot and cold.
No, but Matt, listen, I have never mentioned anybody name. I said
no, I'm just saying that. No, but some people said, people text, a couple hours later saying, oh, you know it's true. I never know. I mean, I've heard things like you, but I don't repeat things if I don't know that they're true, okay?
And I have no evidence of the...
Thank you.
But let me just say something in closing, Matt, please.
Yes.
Matt, let me say something. It is Edison James who asked Roosevelt Skerritt if he have interest in a speedboat and everything else you had asked him.
Yes.
It is alleged that the speedboat, that same speedboat Edison James was referring to, was seized by the police.
Mm-hmm.
So, Matt, there are many things, and Matt, there are many things you have heard. You may not have proven it, or you have not the way to prove it. Neither I.
Right.
I am saying it is alleged this administration is involved in drug trafficking, money laundering, human trafficking. Everybody has to be very careful because we understand it's a murderous vibe that is going on there. And if we're joking, we heard about one fellow was being slain at High Street and all the connections and everything else. Matt, many things are going on in this country. And in closing, I just want to say it is sad for people to depend on Q95, Carlisle, Matt, and the callers to really try to solve the problem or to slay the monster we have created. I'm listening.
But before you go, Blessings, in a nutshell,
yes,
somebody says, I will answer for Blessings. A better quality of life for him, his family, and generations to come. That's all you want to wrap it up, Blessings?
In general, not just for me personally, for Dominicans, Matt.
He said generations, yes. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, Blessings, King.
Blessings to you. Let's take another phone call. 8:30 is the morning time.
Morning, man. How are you doing?
How are you doing, brother?
Well, I'm calling to defend Blessings. I want to explain Blessings.
Defend Blessings? Anybody said something about Blessings?
No. But I want to emphasize more on the reason why Blessings is here. Every generation has people they call prophets. That's the first time I'm saying he is. It are people who feel and they deduce logic, that you use things from what is unreal and is not right, to put it out, to convey to the people like musicians and artists what is around them. Now, Blessings isn't getting paid. I think they should hire him, like as your friend that calls every morning, you know, concerning the law and stuff like that, because he has talent. And until people watch it as a talent, no, in a community, everyone is not the same. It are people who are destined to do certain things, certain services. And I think that is what he is doing. He's not looking for richness. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning. Hello.
Morning, Matt.
How are you, the brother?
Not bad at all. I endorse what Blessing said. That is very true. Thank you.
Thank you. And another call here, the Overseas Line. Hello.
Good morning, Matt. Thank you for taking my call.
Good morning to you.
Matt, this is for Reginald Ostrey and the ones who elected him. I am calling on the people to discard Reginald Ostrey. I do have some questions for him, such as have he visited his friend in prison in UK, and the time he used his letterhead to write the government of Qatar. There is a lot more to that, Matt. I am calling on people to disregard and discard Reginald Ostrie. He is one of the worst of the bunch of thugs that control our country. Dominicans, Reginald Ostrie should never be a part and parcel of the government, and I am telling him he needs to tell us.
Well, you're making some serious allegations against the man here. You call him a thug. Any particular reasons why you're using such strong terms to describe the government minister?
Yes, Matt. It wasn't me who proclaimed he is the Rottweiler. You heard his words when he called Sir Brian Allen. Only thugs speak the way Reginald Ostrie speak. He claimed he was schooled in the jungle in Guyana. It wasn't me, Matt. Only thugs speak the way Reginald Ostrie. We've heard him ranting with tirades on the radio. Reginald Ostrie, it's no secret he is a thug. It's no secret he is a despicable member of parliament in Dominica. Why should I quote my words? Why should I sugarcoat for Reginald Ostrie, who has spewed filth on the radio station? That's
all right, caller. Thank you very much. 8:33 is the morning time. Hello.
Yeah, good morning, Matt.
How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm good. Matt, it's amazing because from I've been mentioning that thing from since 2005, when our prime minister made that statement, "Go to hell. It's not of your damn business," and they continue. With no law, no constitution could prevent him. Matt, you heard Raymond Blackmore, when a caller tried to make a contribution on a radio station, he said to him, go put your hand between your legs or get a doll. Matt, you heard the Honorable Reginald Ostrie, who said to the former Chief Justice, "Go lock yourself in a toilet and stay there." Matt, these are the people we elect to represent us at the highest level. Matt, it's a shame on we, the people of Dominica. But before I go, let me just say thanks to the honorable opposition, in particularly Mr. Leonard Clinton, because at one time, 3 years ago, I myself thought that there was no opposition. But he came in and jocked at the opposition. And from day on, they have been moving on. And the government is trembling. They are going mad. Let me also thank Mr. Joshua Francis, who encouraged the young candidates to move forward in taking that bold step in representing their people. Let me also congratulate Mr. Ronald Charles in the Rosa Valley constituency. And let me tell them, we have a lot of work to do. Let us not take it for granted, because we know the dragon is on the run. Thank you, Matt, for your work that you're doing. Thank you to Team Dominica. Have a blessed day, Dominican. Thank you.
Have a blessed day, too. When we come back, a big, big calypso at the Stardom tent last night. Stick around. This is The Hot Set with Matt. In the morning, a big, big calypso from Black Diamond will do it for you in the next few minutes. Stick around.
Leana Salty Dog Tekuti has Borima with number 1 Mali PS Biology and Letemamu. It is a eulogy. It is number 2 Pamete Moasu Ice Mohani of Widi. Mawidi, Gatis Sotu Kapaliano. Speak life, man. May many Adida Kuti Quick Care Pharmacy. Lay 1 Twela. See what is here and you have with 72 hours of sleep. Because everything about Quick Care Pharmacy speaks of life. Plus, Nani Bell, clean, spacious plants. Differently staffs your medical mapakoi. The air condition. Oh, see what is your oasis in a desert land. You just want to sit and relax and enjoy the health education corner about current health issues. Go to Quick Care Pharmacy and Health Bros. Set up your blood pressure and sugar check one time. And get your top up too. And add you put 20 on my cell phone. And of course, over the counter drugs and prescription drugs. Apoizangi and ID more individuality. Ali Kote Quick Care Pharmacy. Her outlook on life has changed. If you bought any buy medicine, may you pally buy. At your make exercise, to live on my tank and live in my wing. Get up, lazy Harry. Harry Mtujukadi Elastica upon last kiss. The last shall be the first Harry. Move that body, Harry. Quick Care Pharmacy car over Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 9 to 6. And Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays from 9 to 4. Albert in the Maconet Gumu Konsaki Global Warming. But one thing I know, there is no household chalet. The chalet not only business places will have air condition, but every home. It's pas même fun qui ça fait rien. Modi Ebe, DPC Aircon go to Tong. It must just go anywhere in Tong then. Modi Mad Jemedu Ayen called Tong Ruzu. Mwamin Tong Refrigeration Center Pokoli, okay? And look at this supermarket. Come in fridge pack at Wavayo. You pass a van one piece of frozen. See any gel cushion, latte cushion, pigtail and codfish. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Tong Group of Companies capacity, wholesale and retail sale of commercial and household refrigeration and AC units. Partiellement pour place business, but for your home too. At the Tong Refrigeration Center, industrial site, Apokole to Puevi Supplies. You can put your spare parts for AC and refrigeration. You can watch a service and install them to Mete Bawa. And if you want, they can even order AC and refrigeration to suit your needs. Visit a Tong Refrigeration Center, Apokole, or telephone 440-7602. Debit image help to cool down things. Then let you have a problem, say Charlie about TV fam.
Listen.
The Black Diamond.
My cousin Pandora tell me people learn very differently by touch, by hearing, and some by what they see. Audio learners tend to fear by the things that they hear. Psychomotor learners do things with their hands, and then it's clear. Visual learners have it easy. Learning through the things that they see. So depending on the need that you want to satisfy, you put certain things in front people's eyes. When Pandora mouth open wide,
my video,
everybody business outside,
my video,
she say a tough median high DJ,
my video,
back sway. Well, I hope he not on the other side, cause that's a hell of a thing he tried for everybody to show up on video.
Right on cue. Right
on. Hello, what you doing? You have to be watchful for what can be tolerated and what is against the law. When somebody come to your business to fix their telephone, all they ask is that you leave their damn media card alone. Some young fella had the nerve expose a man who protects and serves, especially when he lady friend had so much laddie why, until the revelation put some water in she eye. Yes, Pandora mouth open wide
upon video.
Sing it. And everybody business outside
upon video.
Say a girl was eating ice cream
upon video.
Listen, and even licking the platter clean
upon video.
So be careful ponging Befon Carla, cause yourself could be behind camera, and without you even know, it's upon video. What you doing? Don't give me, no. Listen, this is very important. each one of us must promise to be more responsible and mindful of what we display in front of certain people. The way we talk and dress, cultural invasion, and the quest for adventure, with the focus mostly on porn. Young people these days living on cell phone. Facebook and WhatsApp is their new home. Modern technology have us so bazoody. We are mere imitators of what we see on TV. You know Pandora mouth open wide
upon video,
and everybody business outside
video.
Listen, a girl licking a joystick
upon video.
And hear that, hear that. She say her auntie show her the trick
upon video.
So I hope they deal with the real rascal who upload the lewd material for everybody to show upon video. Hey, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Upon video by the Black Diamond. Certainly the crowd has enjoyed this one. And as we see, Jean-Baptiste, he's been called back to the stage by the Master of Ceremonies.
Definitely the gallery. It took me some time to get to this song, but let's go back on stage.
In the service industry.
Back on the stage there.
You have to be watchful for.
The crowd loved it.
What can be
upon video, huh?
And what is against the law? When somebody come to your business to fix their telly,
watch why you do what you do.
All they ask is that you leave their damn media card alone. Some young fella had the nerve to expose a man who protects and serves, especially when he lady friend had so much laddie wine, until the revelation put some water in she eye. Yes, Pandora mouth open wide
upon video,
and everybody business outside
video.
She say a girl was eating ice cream
upon video,
and even licking the platter clean
upon video.
So be careful ponging Befon color, cause yourself could be behind camera, and without you even know, it's upon video. Hey, thank you very much.
Calypso Doughboy for 2014. This is the hot seat. Talk to me in the morning.
Hello, good morning, Matt.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing, sir?
Okay.
Matt, I need to ask a question. You know, there is a gentleman occupying the seat or the office of the Prime Minister in Dominica who was out of state for at least 3 weeks. Matt, do you know if that person holding the seat of Prime Minister have made any announcement as to what was his trip all about?
You mean the person holding who acted as Prime Minister?
The person who is occupying the seat of Prime Minister in Dominica.
Did he make any statements when he came back from his trip? No,
yeah.
No, not from what I know.
So, Matt, after all, which country in this world, Matt, has a profound journalist? Which country on this planet Earth, a person who holding the seat of Prime Minister in a country could be out for 3 weeks and come back in hiding and not making a statement or, you know, having a press conference to alert and tell Dominicans
what was his trip all about, what is happening, what he really did on behalf of this of the people of this country, Matt. I don't think it happened. And, you know, I mean, it's just a joke, you know. I mean, I find it, for a citizenry of a country, can be sitting down and accepting this kind of attitude from a leader of a country, my God. I think it is best that we just close down that country to take stock back, because this country is under serious threat. Because I cannot imagine.
You're saying that, like every civilized country, the prime minister should report on all his trips.
That is a compulsory. It is a compulsory that when the prime minister leave the state, he tell the people where he going and what he is intended to do. And when he comes back, he report to the people of the country as to what was the his trip was all about, Matt. I mean, nowhere in the world those things that can happen. And you know, I am seeking to blame our journalists, Matt. Because I have been watching news and I seen journalists is following, running after people that holding those kind of position to get something from them. I think from the time that Prime Minister come, it should have journalists following him, going to his home at Mount Bruce to ask him what his trip was all about. If he refused to give, then those journalists should come back on the news and said that this prime minister is hiding away from his trip.
I know the prime minister promised some time ago, maybe 3 years ago, that he would have a monthly, if you will, news conference, a quarterly news conference. We've not seen it happen.
This is just a damn joke, you know. I just cannot believe people living, existing as human beings can act. Accept those kind of things from a man holding the prime minister's office? I mean, come on. I just don't know what to say. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, thank you. A lot of people are commenting on the song of Black Diamond. You'll hear a little more on that one on the, of course, the Calypso Hour right here on Q95 from 10 o'clock this morning. We're taking some more phone calls. Hello.
Yes, good morning, Matt.
Yes, good morning to you.
And how are you?
Good.
Matt, I'm going to ask you a question, Matt. Matt, you're Dominican?
Yes, born.
Born Dominican.
Yes.
Matt, how are you feeling when you're hearing our Prime Minister in the House of Assembly telling this House of Assembly and the Speaker that this country is too free? How are you feeling, Matt?
just the way that you're feeling.
Just the way I'm feeling, Matt?
Yes.
Okay, have a nice
just
one.
The way that you're feeling. 8:49, hello.
Hello, good morning, Matt.
Yes.
Matt, I've been hearing all the complaints across the country. And we in the United Workers Party continue to say that the problem with the country is management and a lack of vision. But trust me, man, the human resource capacity expert in Lennox Linton and his ability to strategically plan will get us out of the hole, the economic hole we are in, Matt. Matt, I heard Matthew Walters talking about he was mandated by cabinet to deal with the problem at Menvin Hall in respect to the seawater. Matt, this is the minister responsible for agriculture that has black cicatoca destroying the agricultural sector in respect to bananas and planting. Matt, I heard Ian Douglas, the honorable minister for tourism, yesterday or day before talking about his government is looking into the problem of air access. Matt, I am convinced that the Skerrit-led administration is distributing sleeping pills in cabinet. You're telling me after spending close to $200 million at Menvin Hall, Minister Douglas is telling the nation that they are now looking into access problems in this country, Matt? Matt, what has happened to the Kuwaiti funds? Millions of dollars to resurface the roads and walkway in Rosu. Matt, what has happened to those funds? Matt, I want the mapping to visit the roads, the resurfacing road project that is going on in Woodford Hill today. 4 months ago, they resurfaced a section of the road in the village, and the road is practically breaking up and finishing. And I heard the chairman for the Woodford Hill Village Council on GIS claiming that Minister Gloria Shillingford's finger is in everything that is happening in the constituency. Is she aware that the person she gave the project to resurface the road did a poor job, Matt. And that is what is going on across the country. They are hand-picking, they are chucking their hand in their purse and their pocket, coming up with a name and give person to waste the resources of the state, Matt. But trust me, Matt, we will bring change to the Dominican people, armed with a man with a doctorate in economics and the human resource capacity expert, Matt. We will bring change and hope to the Dominican people, Matt. Thank you very much.
All right, good morning, Lennox Linton. How are you this morning? If you're listening, please give me a call. We had news this morning that former Dominican offshore banker, a bank owner, Vladimir Atanov, 37, is to be extradited to Lithuania to face fraud charges. A British court has ruled. We'll learn more of that story. We'll be talking to Thompson Fontaine when we come back. You're going to come back, Dominica, after this.
They are back. The return of Team Dominica back home, back to country from the historic USA tour. Never before has there been such a tour. Never before has a political party brought the issues of our nation to all people in the diaspora. Washington, New Jersey, New York, Atlanta, Miami, Houston. Now they're here to report to you in Lagos this Friday, January 24th from 7 p.m. Come early. Come before Showdown Master. Here, Lennox Linton, Hector John, Joshua Francis, and all together, Team Dominica. This Friday, 24th January in Lagos. Welcome home, Team Dominica. The diaspora has spoken. Change is a must.
Win big with Lime this carnival. Tickets to Calypso shows, Miss Dominica pageant, handsets, tablets, credits, costumes, t-shirt band registration, and so much more. Top up $15 or more or pay your bill on time and in full to win. Lime, platinum sponsor of the Real Mass 2014. New Conavive.
Return of Team Dominica back home, back to country from the historic USA tour. Never before has there been such a tour. Never before has a political party brought the issues of our nation to all people in the diaspora. Washington, New Jersey, New York, Atlanta, Miami, Houston. Now they're here to report to you in Lagos this Friday, January 24th from 7 p.m. Come early. Come before Showdown Master. Here, Lennox Linton, Hector John, Joshua Francis, and all together, Team Dominica. This Friday, 24th January in Lagos. Welcome home, Team Dominica. The diaspora has spoken. Change is a must.
A big meeting planned for Lagos tomorrow night. Yes, in the center of the city. Team Dominica reporting on the events in this North American tour. But online with me at this time to, of course, speak with me for a few minutes is Thompson Fontaine. He's actually still in Washington. I don't think he'll be part of that team reporting tomorrow. Thompson Fontaine, good morning to you.
Matt, a very good morning to you and to your listeners.
You sound like you're getting some rest from this hectic tour.
Yes, indeed, Matt. It was really quite an experience, and really recuperated, getting set for the next leg, which is the European leg next week.
Oh, so you're moving to Europe next week?
I'm moving to Europe early in advance of the team, Matt, to get things organized and set up so that we can have another successful set of meetings. So I will not be in Dominica. I'm going straight across to Europe, but the rest of the team will be there. I am hoping to make an appearance via Skype or some other means of communication to have a presence, but I will not be there physically.
Well, what's the vibes on the ground in these countries at this time after this historic tour?
Man, I can tell you that the expectation is just great. A lot of people expecting us to come. A lot of people are asking where it's going to be held. We just started advertising the place this morning. today so that the people in England will know where to find us. And I can tell you, it's great expectation, both in Paris and in London, because people were following very closely what happened on the U.S. leg of that tour, and they have a similar type of expectation, and they're very excited to be going across to bring that same message that you delivered here in the U.S.
There was some time it was reported that you may have had to make one stop in Toronto. What happened to that?
Well, Matt, we had some issues in terms of the timing, so what we decided to do is to dedicate a specific time for Toronto. We could not just go to Toronto for a day and come back. We decided to reschedule Toronto later in the year. We will have more time. We'll spend a few days. We'll do not only Toronto, but we'll also to Montreal and just focus a lot more on Canada. We're not able to do it this time because of the time constraints that we had, but we are planning a separate tour for Toronto. Let me just assure the people of Canada that we will be there in Toronto later this year, and we're working on a particular time when we can do it.
Are you planning one for a similar tour of the Caribbean sometime this year?
Yes, Matt. That's very much on the cards. In fact, within the next couple of weeks, we'll be doing another tour of the Caribbean, going to St. Martin, St. Thomas, Guadeloupe, and Antigua. These are the four countries that we have targeted.
All right, thank you very much. But I call it specifically this morning because I know you've been following that story. Saw it on your online newspaper. Big headline there. Former Dominican offshore bank owner to be extradited to Lithuania. What do you know about this big story?
Matt, well, most people would know, they might not know the name of Vladimir Antonov, but they will know a few things about him. They will know, for example, about the bank, the Griffon Bank, that was located downstairs of the in the financial center in Roseau, the Griffon Bank that was there for many years. And also they will know of Portsmouth Athletic Club, because Mr. Vladimir was also the owner of Portsmouth Athletic Club. It turns out that Mr. Vladimir Antonov was arrested last year in England. He was he's a Russian, but previously he was a chairman of a bank in Lithuania, and he's been accused of stripping billions of dollars from this bank. They call it asset stripping. He took away all of the resources of this bank, and he came to the Caribbean. He bought over this Griffon Bank from the owners. Importantly as well, Mr. Antonov was also a director on West Indies Power. Now, why is that important for Dominicans to know? Because West Indies Power, you recall, has the exclusive right to the geothermal explorations in Dominica that was given to them. Importantly, West Indies Power, after Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit and Ambrose George signed the agreement between West Indies Power and the Dominican government, we know that two payments were made by West Indies Power to Mr. Stephen Isidore. Payments totaling $1.9 million that were given. Obviously, that was a kickback for the agreeing, for the Dominican government agreeing to sign over the geothermal rights to West Indies Power. And the two payments were given in two tranches. The first tranche of $202,500 was given, and a second tranche of $1,709,437 was given. Now, these amounts form part of the political criminal charges that Mr. Glenn Wolf Emmanuel laid against Mr. Isidore on 19 November 2010. So this gentleman, Antonov, was arrested in England, and he's now been, the court there in England has now cleared him to return to Lithuania to stand trial for his role that he had in this affair of stripping the bank of Lithuania of so many millions of dollars.
I'm reading from this story, quote, at the time of his arrest in November 2011, the bank shut down and many customers wondered aloud if the government of Dominica would do anything to guarantee their deposits. In response, a blogger cynically noted, how did you end up owning a bank in a small nation of 70,000 people where they sell passports over the counter? The entire con system is built on corruption and on top of this, with a unit owned by a Russian mobster who is just slightly over 35 years old. Is that a justified statement?
Yes, Matt. In fact, when the story broke, in fact, when the what happened was when he was arrested initially in 2007, the offshore bank in Dominica that has now been called, that was now called Transatlantico, was shut down. Now, he had a sister branch in Panama called Panama Banco Transatlantico. What happened was, as soon as the bank shut down, the blogosphere, the internet lit up with furious customers who were going online looking for the money. They were given numbers to call in Dominica and numbers to call in Panama, because obviously the bank shut down and they wondering where they were going to get their deposits from. And because Dominica was part of this bank and that was shut down, people were saying, well, should the government of Dominica, given that this bank was headquartered in government headquarters in Dominica, shouldn't the government of Dominica be responsible for paying back some of those deposits? That is the kind of question that people were asking. Depositors who had the money. And what you just read was a response from a blogger who said, well, what do you expect? When or why should you invest in an offshore bank in a country that is only known for its corruption? So that was all about. But what we saw basically is that this bank shut down. The gentleman lost a lot of his resources. The money, some of the monies were frozen by the authorities, so that it meant that the people who had actually put money into this offshore bank were not able to gain access to it.
I'm reading and following another big story. I don't know if you've had access to it, that investigations continue. Top Chinese officials, we've been told, maybe laundering money in the Caribbean, government officials, that is.
Matt, that's a very interesting story, and I think that we need to pay very close attention to in Dominica, because some top, including Wang Jiangbo, who was the former premier of China, his family members, and some top, this is a large number of Chinese officials who have had significant amounts of money placed there in offshore banks in the Turks and Caicos Islands. That is part of an investigation that has been conducted over the past year, and it's also linked to the investigation of the former premier of the Turks and Caicos, Mr. Misik. So what we're seeing is that a number of top Chinese officials have been implicated in putting monies off, away into those offshore accounts. And that is something I think has some relevance to Dominica, given the involvement, the heavy involvement of the Chinese officials in the affairs of Dominica. I think that is something that we have to look at for. So far, there is no indication that any Dominicans are involved in that, but the investigation is continuing. And the names of the people who actually invested in those offshore accounts are being made public. And we're looking through the records to see exactly if any of our Dominican officials are mentioned in there. So far, no, but one never knows. We continue to look at this.
A story to watch. Thompson Fountain, thank you from Washington this morning.
My pleasure, Matt.
Thank you. Speak. Very relevant and timely one there from the wave out of Portsmouth. Or the North. We had a comment out of the Melville Battery area, and we have the other side of the story this morning, a drain built in that area that seemed to have been abandoned. But we're hearing a different side. Good morning. Hello. Are you there?
Yes, I am there, Matt.
Yes. Can you please identify yourself, please?
Well, the voice speaks as the one speaking as Felix Thomas.
Okay. Yeah, no. Mr. Felix Thomas, I'm happy though that we...
And that is the John Felix Thomas, the Labour Party Felix Thomas. Anytime you talk about that Felix Thomas.
We are happy that you could join us so you could give your side of the story, Mr. Felix Thomas. We've been told that you were the engineer in a road contract up in the Melville Battery area. And one man called to complain that he said, you know, this drain was left unattended.
Matt, the whole fact of the matter is this Melville Battery area road, I mean, that is a saga from since in the early 1980s that had left undone. And the Honorable Parliamentary Representative, along with the Minister of Finance, gave a commitment that they would do something and ensure that that road, you know, would be made motorable. You're talking of somewhere about 800, close to 900 feet of road in one section. And the Kingsville Development Committee had some funds, and as I said, that's just about $102,000. The actual cost of that road would be $141,000. But as community persons, we decided, let us do that road from the top by the Walter Greenaway area to see if we can reach to one section where we can join it with the Batsby Road so we could make it, you know, motorable. Now, this program is not fully completed, but the bus drivers, a lot of the people are anxious to use the road, and we have no objections to that. There is another section of the road that is also to be done. But the recent front that passed with all the heavy rains have really dampened, you know, the sourcing of the funds for the continuation of works on that road, because attention had to be given to other areas. The man is quite right when he said there was a culvert, and that culvert has been blocked from since 1994. Now, we unblocked that culvert because had that not been done, the heavy rains would have washed away all of the road. To do that, there were some grills and metal things that was welded onto that. All of that had to be removed. Now, we had two options: to keep the road being blocked still, or allow people limited passage on it. Pedestrians can walk at ease. But it was never meant that the flow of traffic, you know, should have started. But however, given all things, bus drivers, some of them decide, look, they can pass. If you just put some wood there, they would make use of it. That road has become a highway. It has become a highway. If you talk to men like Mr. Eli, who is a resident there, or a man that we call Englishman, you know, that area has become a highway. We're asking them to be very cautious, which they are not. Now, there are some more works, as I said, to be done in that area. So when I heard the caller mentioning as to what has happened and what is going on and what is not done, everything, Matt, takes money. And like we always do, I would invite you as well. I can come and pick you up immediately after your program is over, and I can drive you personally, you know, onto that road, and you can see for yourself and do your own independent reporting. We could do one or two things, as I said. Put a concrete column straight off in the center and block the road until, make it impassable for vehicular traffic. But the bus drivers are saying that they need to use it. From 1994, they have not used it. As soon as we put the last thing of concrete down, the buses started coming through. So we are saying leave it open, but they need to give some attention. And the other thing, it is a community project. You understand? And assistance must not come only from one set. They can put together as well if they need to change the plywood, because they are the ones using it. Put something temporary as well, because we used up some of the 2x6 timber that we had there. But when these guys are passing, let me tell you, they're flying. They're actually flying. They're not really taking their time. They're not being cautious. And they would always continue to make complaints. We are in the process. In fact, today, the power rep again in the community day will be visiting that area as well. And I would like you to join us to get a true picture, an independent picture as to what the situation is. And you will tell the story, not me.
All right, that's his version of the story. So, Mr. Felix Thomas, how soon do you expect the situation to be rectified?
Well, I'm saying everything deals with money. The money must first be sourced. As I said, there was not enough, sufficient funds to do the complete road. However, we got it done through a lot of sacrifices, and I'm not afraid to say hard work and contributions from the contractor himself, that is Felix Thomas. We had well over 18 young men of that area employed on that project, including one woman. You know, in fact, these community-based projects are geared at creating employment for the young people of the area, which it did. And we are just hoping as soon as additional funds can be put towards that project, that the other section can be completed, because there's an additional drain that need to get, you know, to be done to connect into that main drain. There is a gentleman living at the end of that road, and I'm feeling sorry for him, Mr. PJ Eli. And if you see the mess of water that is created in that area, we just must and we are bound to do something for him. Let me say that all the other residents, all the residents in that area are very, very much satisfied, you know, and have given good complimentary remarks towards that project. It is true that something needs to be done, and something needs to be done sooner than later to make that road fully motorable. But as I said, there is financial constraint, and it has to be done properly. We are not no longer going to put this kind of little iron grill, but looking at having a very solid, thick sheet of metal. And that metal is going to cost, because you not want something, you know, that through attrition can wear off too readily. Because when we leave those roads, you don't want to come back on it, let's say not for the next 20, 25 years. So what I am inviting you to do, Matt, as soon as you are through of your, on your program today, give me a call. You remember what we did down at Jimmit some time back?
I remember, Anthony, yes.
Right, and I brought you on the side. So I am not afraid to take people. I am, you know me as a very open and transparent person. So I'm going to give you that opportunity as a host of a very popular program. By the way, let me, you know, compliment you. And let us go on to the site, and then you can come and give your independent report.
Thank you very much, Felix, for the invitation. Thank you.
You're most welcome.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Good morning. This is the Hot Set. Q95 Radio in the morning, 9:30. We take a stop with Fight Food. This is the Hot Seat, 9:19 is the morning time. We continue. Good morning.
Good morning, Matt. How are you doing?
How are you doing?
Good, man. This is Ebi from the Monjon Reversary Ground for Constituency.
All right.
We want to tell the PAL rep that next time somebody writes a speech for him, you must first veto it. When he assumes or he states the fact that he hopes Thompson will not be giving people guns in that constituency. We just want him to know that Thompson will never, ever do such a thing. And when the poll is called by 12:30, he will be the first one in. Meaning Thompson Fountain. We support Thompson Fountain not because of just supporting Thompson Fountain. We in this constituency saying change is coming. We need relevant things in
are you suggesting that his response to Thompson Fountain comments were not written by him?
It was not written by him. That is a comment written by somebody else. Knowing the paragraph that well, I must tell him I'm very disappointed in him. That song did like a kindergarten reading something all over again. I do not want to bring him down so bad, but that was a kindergarten person reading that, man. That was so sad of him to
he was clearly not comfortable. No, that's what you suggested.
That's why I would tell him now, as a friend, be himself and don't be a political square peg in the wrong hole for these fellas there. Because at the end of the day, his character, his image just said a lot, and we are just disappointed in him. But by far now, he buried himself. So.
I would like to ask him the question myself, though, I did find something not right about his response, meaning that it did not come from deep within, not comfortable with the material.
Yeah, somebody penned it for him, and the person that penned it, they caused more harm to injury to him and to the Dominican Labour Party in the Grand Fond Monjon Reversary.
I'm only assuming at this time, maybe I'll try to get him on the phone sometime to tell or ask him the very question.
Call him in his office in Grand Fond today, he'll be there.
All right, thank you very much.
Yeah, man.
All right, good morning, hello. 9:21, hello.
Yes, Matt. Matt, I just heard that an invitation was extended to you by Mr.
Philip. I will give that to him every time there's a controversy of some sort. He invites me to the various projects.
Yeah, but I don't know if you would like to associate with a team who that man just told you now there that since 1994, a drain was blocked in Kingsville. That means 1 year under Freedom Party, 4.5 years under United Workers Party,
and 14 years on the Labour Party, which is support Junos Bloc. I don't think I would like to associate with somebody like, but that is your take on that. Matt, again, Matt, their names are being called. Matt, if Mr. Stephen Isidore was listening this morning, he now has an opportunity, Matt, to clear his name, given what Dr. Thompson has revealed. So their names have been called again. Leonard Clinton has been calling their name. Dr. Thompson now is calling their name. So I would like them now, and that statement that Dr. Thompson made, I don't know how much more damaging it can be, because he said that when he repeated what was told to him by a gang, that guns to give it to them to do what they want to do, they make a big thing out of it. But this time, in terms of payback, your name is being called. That could be damaging to the country. So I hope they play it and they ponder on it as well. But Mark, given what the government always talking about first time, and you played an interesting calypso there this morning by the Black Diamond on video and so, but I will go back to the lenses, Mark. Mark, is the first time in the history of Dominica that when a government help a poor person, that they video that person, put them to say things they don't have to say, and as though calling hallelujah on the government, as if that the government is the lifesaver of that person. Matt, that is embarrassment to the individuals and their families. And it's the first time I'm seeing that in Dominica. Matt, it's the first time that the agricultural sector has been brought to that state of demise in our country. Matt, it's the first time that I see that our electricians, our plumbers, our engineers, our tilers, our carpenters, our masons, our painters, and generally our tradesmen, it's the first time I've seen them standing on the side and look while foreigners are taking the jobs. So, Matt, when the government talks about first time they are right, it's the first time all of these things are happening since they have become the government. Matt, continue to educate the nation. Have a good morning.
Have a good morning, too. Have a good morning.
Man, I can't take these things I see going on. As a black man in my homeland, no matter how I try, something seems to be wrong. As a black,
my brother Lennon loved this one.
My own land,
planning to turn Chinese, huh?
What's wrong the country? I can't get a job. Unemployment all around me like a blinding fog. Somebody please explain how we come to this, oh Lord. How in a land of majority, black man is a dog. After much consideration, in touch with myself, I realize this race I cling to can give me no help. I give up, I give in, I no longer fight. I jump on the Asian train, I turn in Chinese tonight. I don't get the cake, so I'm bleaching. My Chinese cloth ready for stitching. I don't have me makeup to give me to Chinese eye. I don't have me Chinese shoe and me shabu pie. China man walk, walk, walk. China man walk, walk, walk. China man walk, walk, walk. China man.
Let's take a phone call in 9:25. We'll wrap it up in 5 minutes. Hello.
Yeah, Matt, quickly.
Yes, brother.
Matt, you heard about the money the European Union had funding the Marigot, the route from Kinsale, I think, to Marigot, Matt?
Mm-hmm.
You heard that money was misappropriated because Jack Gallican right now cannot pay his workers, Matt, 4 fortnights. Then they pay them 1 and they owe them 3. And the people are complaining. But Matt, with the Russian mafia and that bank and all of that, Matt, and with the state of lawlessness, crime, violence, robbery in this country, Matt, please, Matt, ask Daryl Tit, who is the Minister of National Security and why they are not addressing the nation? Please, Matt. Because I'm confused. The blessing, sir.
All right, I'll ask Daryl Tito on your behalf, or on the country's behalf. Good morning.
Matt, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, I'm glad I'm locked on to you this morning. Matt, I want to take this opportunity to welcome Team Dominica, Mr. Leonard Clinton and his team back on island. I want to thank God for bringing them, carrying them safely and bringing them back safely. And Matt, also Matt, remember, not too long ago, you heard the Prime Minister talking about that they haven't paid or not paying anyone to vote for them, for the party. But, Matt, I would really like the media house or the journalists on a Thursday to go down to Vegas to have a look and see what is taking place down there with the Prime Minister and to ask yourself if that is not paying people to vote for you. Matt, this thing has to stop. Never in our country have a Prime Minister having people and his place so wronging like that and choosing to give what people have to leave at 5 o'clock in the morning, go down to Vegas, man. This is not fair to our country, man. And this has to be announced on all the media house, man. And for trying to stop that, man. You have to stop immediately. All you have to go and have a look on Thursday to see what is taking place in Vegas. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Thank you for that invitation here.